A drop fell on the apple tree, another on the roof. A half a dozen kissed the eaves and made the gables laugh. A few went out to help the brook that went to help the sea. Myself conjectured, were they pearls, what necklaces could be? The dust replaced in hoisted roads the bird's jocoser song. The sunshine threw his hat away. The orchard spangles hung. The breezes brought dejected lutes and bathed them in the glee. The east put out a single flag and signed the fate away. A narrow fellow in the grass occasionally rides. You may have met him. Did you not? His notice instant is. The grass divides as with a comb, a spotted shaft is seen, and then it closes at your feet and opens further on. He likes a boggy acre, a floor too cool for corn. But when a boy and barefoot, I more than once at noon have passed, I thought, a whiplash, unbraiding in the sun. When stooping to secure it, it wrinkled and was gone. Several of nature's people I know, and they know me. I feel for them a transport of cordiality. But never met this fellow, attended or alone, without a tighter breathing and zero at the bone. A poor torn heart, a tattered heart, that sat it down to rest, nor noticed that the ebbing day flowed silver to the west, nor noticed night did soft descend, nor constellation burn, intent upon the vision of latitudes unknown. The angels, happening that way, this dusty heart espied, tenderly took it up from toil and carried it to God. There, sandals for the barefoot, there, gathered from the gales, do the blue havens by the hand lead the wandering sails. A something in a summer's day, as slow her flambeau burn away, which solemnizes me. A something in a summer's noon, an azure depth, a wordless tune, transcending ecstasy. And still within a summer's night, a something so transporting bright, I clap my hands to see, then veil my too inspecting face, lest such a subtle, shimmering grace flutter too far for me. The wizard fingers never rest, the purple brook within the breast still chafes its narrow bed, still rears the east her amber flag, guides still the sun along the crag his caravan of red, like flowers that heard the tale of dews, but never deemed the dripping prize awaited their low brows, or bees that thought the summer's name some rumor of delirium no summer could for them, or arctic creature, dimly stirred by tropic hint, some traveled bird imported to the wood, or wind's bright signal to the ear, making that homely and severe, contented, known, before the heaven unexpected came, to lives that thought their worshipping a too presumptuous psalm. A still volcano, life, that flickered in the night, when it was dark enough to do without erasing sight. A quiet, earthquake style, too subtle to suspect by nature's this side Naples, the north cannot detect. The solemn, torrid symbol, the lips that never lie, whose hissing corals part and shut, and cities ooze away. A thought went up my mind today that I've had before, but did not finish. Some way back, I could not fix the year, nor where it went, nor why it came the second time to me, nor definitely what it was, have I the art to say. But somewhere in my soul, I know I've met the thing before. It just reminded me, 'twas all, and came my way no more. A toad can die of light. Death is the common right of toads and men, of Earl and Midge the privilege. Why swagger then? The gnat's supremacy